all
last flesh.
He didn't know what that meant, did he? He's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh so that his spirit will have no peace with that flesh. Yours won't either. It means that anything that is not of God, you won't tolerate. You'll hate it. You'll begin to despise it in the same way that he does. So it's going to become a hot potato, folks. And isn't that the greatest way in the world for God to get you in the right position? He's going to make it, he's going to make it unacceptable for you to allow these things to exist in your life. You'll be dropping it faster than you say hoodwink. That's right. That's beautiful. This is what God's going to do for a generation that are willing to stand in the fire. He's going to make those things. It's kind of like a microwave. You know, you can put microwave safe dishes in the microwave, turn it on for hours, and nothing happens, right? Put a fork in there and turn it on for a few seconds, and what happens? That's exactly what God's going to do. He's going to turn on the microwave, so to speak, and what's going to boil up is the stuff that's not of him. It's the source. The reason he uses source is kind of like hydrogen peroxide. Have you ever had a sore poured it over over you know, places where you've been injured? If it's not infected, it's just like water. But if there's any infection there, it starts bubbling up. That's what he's going to do. He's going to pour out his spirit and he's going to say, you've been infected with this world. Do you see it? Give it to me, and I'll remove it. I'll heal it. I could go a lot more into this. I think you've understood enough to know that God is about to choose you to be an army of his presence. There's going to come a glory that this world will not be able to ignore. Every knee will bow. How do you think that's going to happen? Do you think every knee is going to bow if there is an Antichrist taking over the world? Do you think that every nation, now listen, he didn't say that in the millennium all the nations will be his. He didn't say that. He said all the nations, even those that hate him, will become the nations of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a convergence coming. You don't have to worry about what Fox News or CNN is telling you, though I love Fox News, but you don't have to worry because we already know the end. The end is that ultimately, some way in all this, God's going to turn it around so that every one of these nations become his. And who's going to have that happen to you? Because you are faithful with a few things, you will be given cities to rule over. Now, I don't know if that's literal or not, but I just know that it means that you're going to be given authority because you were faithful in the world.
Yeah. A few months back, I had a vision. I had a vision of the hand of God, and fire was pouring down onto the earth. And it just everything that you're saying to me is just beautiful to me. Yeah. I mean, it's so.
What's cool about this? This is a painting hanging in my house right now. I prayed for a lady at our church. She went out in the spirit. She didn't know I was writing the book. When she came out of the spirit, she said, "You're writing a book." I said, "Yes." Said, God's given me your cover. Didn't tell her anything about the book at all. She went and painted this. I about fell out when I saw it. Because I couldn't have described a better cover than this. So this is what's going to happen. The trumpet's going to blow, and the whole earth is going to be filled with his glory. God bless you, and I know that this is destined for this house. This is an hour. Don't think that he's delayed his coming. It's just got to come to the right time. We need to be about his business. And that is living in his presence. If you want to know what to do, live in the now, live in his presence. And if you don't know where that's at, move to the place you know it's at. Whether it's worship, whether it's the word, whatever it is that is going to bring forth his presence in your life, live there. And that will prepare you for what's ahead.
Amen. Would you give the Lord a clap offering, please? You know, many, many times we, let's say, look at something that's coming into us and it's new, and we kind of question. How many know what I'm talking about? If you don't have any questions, then you better check, because there's no flesh left in you. You're already in the heavens. But if you've got some questions, then you're normal. Because when he got done with us, 2004, I think, he was with us for several days then, and he put us You know the expression, barking up a tree? Well, we were barking at the cross, saying, God, do something with me. Burn him. And you know what?
He did.
He did. He listened to us. So I'm not saying that you have to wait for this trumpet to blow. I believe the trumpet is already in the process of blowing. It is blowing on you now. Not next week, not next month. It's blowing now. And when that fire is inside of you and you're seeing your mistakes, run to the Lord. Run to the cross. Lord Jesus, I can't take this anymore. I can't do this anymore. You're the only one that can clean me up. That's the bottom line. And that whole book is teaching you how to do it. Now, do you need the book? You got one at home. Take the dust off. Take the dust off and look. And I'm not trying to say do this on a, you know, oh, I got to do my homework. No. It's a loved book.
That's right.
It's a love book. He loves you so much. He wants you to be free. That's the bottom line. You've heard enough from me. Close your eyes. Father, these have heard this message today. It's not a message of condemnation. It's a message of relief. It's a message with a solution. Not a new problem. A solution. So I'm asking you, Lord, speak to their heart. What is their gift to this man that has given of himself? And Father, show them what to give. Not what I want them to give, but what you want them to give for this new freedom that he has already activated in their hearts to take place. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will be faithful, not only that this house of prayer will be able to send this man off with a gift, but God willing, that those of you who can come back tonight and bring a friend can be set free as well. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Would you stand, please? I'm not going to go around the basket. As we go forth, just obey. The container for the gifts are there. If you're making a checkout, it's to the house of prayer. And share some love. And I want you to turn around now.
Oh, God.
Lift your hands towards the food. Say, Lord, we're going to bless the people who have brought it and prepared it. Come on. And we're going to bless those who are serving us and give us the grace to let them prepare it correctly. Amen? And amen. Well, you got it.
That's not
shining.
Yes, dear.
Yours only shining. Yeah. Mine only showed 34 minutes.
So you got 34 minutes.
I wonder if it combines several of them.